this. Breathe.
Ready?
I think it took one too many hits.
I did too. It's going to be a Rasta.
It's going to be a Rasta fest.
I don't want to do the accent and all that.
You can.
Yeah, I don't want to. Yeah, I don't know who's Jamaican anymore when I'm doing it, you know.
Start recording. Come on,
it's recording right now.
Oh, it is recording?
We're starting right now, Jake. You want to do the intro? You're pumped up. You want to do the...
I'm pretty pumped up.
You want to do the welcome back?
I've been getting good news and shit, and things are going good, so I don't know.
You want
to
do
welcome
it?
Welcome back. Yeah. Welcome to the show, Candy Teeth Radio.
That's right.
With your host, Jeremy Gregory.
This is Jeff.
This is Jeff right here. Jeff
Week.
You
have to say your own name, because you made me say my own name at one time.
Oh. this is Jake Wagner over here.
Yeah.
Decoy One. I hold grudges.
I hold grudges.
Is that at I hold grudges?
At I hold grudges. And welcome back to Candy Teeth Radio.
Well, today we're lucky enough to have... What did I call you before? I called you comedian lovers. Mm. But I like that. But hold on, I gotta get my clipboard because I had something prepared for
comedian
today.
Comedian lovers?
Comedian lovers.
Where's the clipboard?
You couldn't find it before.
No, I found it.
Oh, then I don't know.
I just laid it right here on the ground. Okay, don't panic. Don't panic. They're all staring at you.
It's right there, right in front of you.
The audience is staring.
Yellow one?
No, I think it's this one. It did the fish thing, you know what I'm saying? So, I said comedian lovers before, but this time I wanted to just say, today on the show, I'm very excited. Because we have Andy... Number three in Seattle's blah, 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 blah. Miller.
Link will be in the bio.
Look for the link. And Shannon, badass, respectful word for bitch, Coyano.
Yes. Best intro ever.
All
thank
right.
you.
I worked on it all day. Fucked yourself, but I just went with it.
Respectful word for bitch. I like that.
Yeah, that's nice.
I thought she'd appreciate it. I was guessing, but I was going for it.
Loved it.
I'd love to have you guys back. We love you.
We love
we
you.
We want to get that out of the way.
How many times have you guys been on the show?
This favorite podcast to do.
Third time. You guys are the only people that have been on three times.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Wow. Banner. That's a huge honor.
Yep.
Thank you. We hope to make it an annual thing. It's our favorite. We love it.
Yeah. Since last time you were here, you guys were talking about all kinds of stuff. Andy, did anything happen with that show that you were doing? Remember, you were producing a show, Andy Miller's...
Oh, yeah.
Sweethearts of Comedy, yeah.
Pies and Pints every third Thursday.
Is that still going?
Yeah, that's still going.
So I saw better some stuff,
year,
but I haven't seen
it. A year into it?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's pretty good for, like, a specific comedy night, right? I mean, to, like...
Yeah, keep it going.
Make it a year and keep going with it.
Getting to the point where maybe I'll renegotiate the fee.
Yeah, get it going on. Get a bump.
Where is that located? Did I miss that?
It's at a venue called Pies and Pints, which is up in Seattle. It's in the U District off 65th, if you know the neighborhood.
Explain the restaurant, or the Pies and Pints.
The Pies and Pints is the name of the restaurant. We got the bar in the back. It's this cozy little spot. It's perfect for like a small, intimate show, whether it's music or comedy. And it's the coziest.
But aren't the pies like...
Yeah, do they have pie there?
Oh, you guys want to know about the pies?
Yeah, that's what I'm
so
talking
how's
about.
The pizza?
No
pizza.
Listen.
Oh, it's like real pies.
It's so good.
Listen.
It's
good.
They're savory, little savory entree-sized pies, the size of like a softball, and a side of fries or whatever.
Oh, okay, good.
It's a different thing,
it's
huh?
Just
I guess it's an Australian theme. I didn't know that until a couple of months ago.
Oh, like yeah.
Australian Quirky. Thing. Yeah.
Fun fact.
Good day.
It's very charming. It's like Cheers.
Yeah.
everybody knows you know
Cliff Clavin. That's
we're friends. We like become friends with the bartender and stuff there after.
Woody?
You guys were already friends a year ago. You guys are a year more friends.
Yep.
Well, the manager.
Yeah, I go way back with the manager.
Bartender now, yeah.
And he might be leaving in May. So, I think he's definitely leaving in May, which is that's too bad.
Is it going to mess you up? No,
it should.
You're all in.
No, because like I think the staff really likes the comedy night, so they're
cool.
Yeah,
and the guy who's taking his job, he's already around, you know.
All right,
so
it's a good transformation.
Yeah, we're with fam.
Cool. That's cool, too, because, like, I can see how the staff would be into that, because another way to, like, make good money is, like, on a... excuse me, like on a Saturday night, you know? But then there's like a bunch of bands playing and it's loud and shit. But then like at the comedy night, you still have a bunch of people there and they're all buying drinks and tipping you, but it's just one person talking.
It's funny.
And we're laughing.
It's like funny.
And it's funny and you don't have to like wear earplugs and whatnot.
I would hate to be a bartender or any service person at like a hard metal band place.
Yeah, dude, that's burly.
Yeah.
Well, you know what's interesting, though, is a lot of people feel that way about comedy. Like, they're like, please, God, no, I don't want to have comedy in my space.
It gets pretty rowdy.
No, it's just...
Especially if it's an open mic.
Yeah, it can just be, it can be tedious. It can be tedious to sit through bad comic after bad comic. But luckily, they love his show there. It's been very good, very successful. Everybody loves having it there. Yeah.
Do you guys do open mic set all, or is it
not at Pies and Pints?
Yeah,
that's just a
just Sweethearts.
Sweethearts of comedy. Yeah, put five comics up. Fifth comic that goes up does the long set, so it's fun to curate because I know everybody's repertoire in town. So I like to curate who's going to be fitting well with who.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
getting the set list.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome.
The hardest part is picking who's going to go first because that's when you take the bullet.
Right.
Then you gotta tell them.
Might not do well in the first set. So, and I have a kind of a shitty job because I'm the host, so I have to go up and do a couple minutes up front.
Right at the beginning.
Cold open.
Yeah. Right.
It's not even welcome to the stage, Andy Miller. I just gotta get up there and be like, oh, okay, guys.
Hey, everybody.
It's a show now. I'm Andy, and
I'm talking.
On my way here today.
We gotta get up there. Some funny shit right here. So,
get ready to laugh.
Get through that current sip.
Yeah.
Swallow because you're gonna spit it out because it's gonna be so funny.
Perfect.
Taking notes from Jeff Hyer. Taking notes.
I would get somebody to introduce me.
Yeah, just like one person just like comes down and is like, hey, everybody.
You should pick a random person from the audience to come up there and introduce. Hey, would you like to introduce me tonight?
That would suck.
What
if they did really well? What if they went up and killed a couple jokes? Look, this show sucks. You know what I mean? And everybody just dies.
Yeah.
They just ruin your night for you.
I love that scenario.
Well, then the thing is, you make that guy, he has to be the opening comic next time around.
There you go. Auditions for opening comic.
Oh, yeah. Bring in the best 10 minutes.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Good ideas, good ideas.
You guys are
just spitballing.
You guys are getting weathered. You guys are getting like, oh, yeah.
No, it's,
like you've been out in the trenches.
If you brought up someone out of the blue to do 10 minutes,
that's so long.
They'd tell a bad story about a birthday.
It's not really that funny. Maybe more something you guys can just marvel at, I guess.
I'm keeping that in case I ever try comedy. Let me write that down.
It's being recorded. It's okay.
You got a story about birthdays. Check.
Oh, shit. Did you tell a story about your birthday earlier? Was that a birthday thing with the cracking in the... Okay, all right.
No, that was just like a Tuesday or something.
Random Tuesday night in Jeremy's world.
It was probably like 4th of July or something if you're down at the Sand Beach.
Yeah, there was definitely some kind of festivity.
It's a good place. We love it.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are there all the time? You guys live there?
No, we...
You just have all friends down there.
Yeah.
A lot of friends down there.
Less and less with the passing years. And
then like disappearing.
And less opportunity to party, too, because people are having kids.
Yeah.
So.
People are having kids down there, like in their house.
Yeah.
That's real shit.
That's real life. Yeah. That's Salmon Beach life.
Yeah.
Just down there, getting drunk, fucking having babies.
Having babies.
Well, that place is cool.
Yeah. It definitely feels like our little home away from home. For sure. Yeah.
Is that where you guys are from, or is that, what's the connection to Salmon Beach?
The Evergreen State College.
Oh, that's what started all that.
Yeah.
I was
roommates with Galen Turner.
Galen Turner?
Galen McCarty Turner.
Yeah, we haven't called him since
since the last time we were on?
Wow. No, we've done it since then, but, because we call him a lot, kind of. He's good to call. But we haven't done it on the new one.
No. Not with Jake here. No.
That's okay. We'll do it a different time. Kaylin, you motherfucker.
There's not enough room for another person in here.
That's on the phone. He's big.
He's big.
Not, no offense. I'm just saying. Personality wise. Hey, Galen Turner has a big personality.
Oh, yeah. I lived with him in my freshman year. So
you like saw it
out
a lot.
Of mom's house and into Galen's world.
Wow. Yeah. Yes. That's intense. You guys did.
That's like crazy, like not even like knowing him beforehand and then like being like, all right, I'll be a roommate. It's just like you look at the like printed name on the clipboard in the like hallway.
Yeah, no.
The dorm and you're
is
like,
that real? Is that how it was? Galen Turner. Like, you didn't know each other?
Right. No, I'm like eating like a cup of noodle in the hallway, kind of facing the door, and he just fucking kicks it open.
Yes.
Like skateboard in one hand and juggling toys in the other.
Oh my like, God, he's
he kicks it
changed.
To a front kick.
Yeah.
And then just sticks his belly in first with his butt out. He's sexy. Maybe wow. We should call him.
No.
I just said he was sexy.
That's all good. Right.
That's good enough.
I've never met him.
We'll get him. Because we have to call him. We call him all the time. So we have to call him.
Yeah, but at some like, point, you're going to be here when we need to call
I just
him.
Want to hear that story. I want to be like, hey, remember when you kicked in the door? And he'll be like, yeah, I'm a dick out and I didn't give a fuck.
Well, I mean, you're a super cool roommate to get, you know? Because, like, thank God for that, really, for him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh.
We got along really good.
Because if you got some fucking, like, jock fucker, like, what? Oh, yeah.
They both have really good stories about each other from when they were first in college. Like, you know, Andy used to tell me that he used to have, like, a stun gun, which he still has. That was Galen's, like, favorite thing. And then, not, like, very recently, we were at Andy's mom's house, and we found these old tapes of recordings of them in college.
What?
Yes. And there was this little footage. There's this little footage of them looking very baby-faced, just trying to stun each other with the stun guns, like, in their dorm. And Andy still had his tongue pierced, and he, like, tased
my tongue.
Piercing.
Oh, tased the piercing.
That was smart. $5 stunt.
Yeah, that was smart.
Made some money.
Oh, you were making cash.
Oh, yeah.
$5.
Yeah.
Don't give me fucking
$5. $5, dude. Just do it. Okay. All right. Give it another shot.
And one of the first stories that Galen ever told me about Andy was that when they were in college, like, over time, you were saving, like, a bunch of, like, rotten food and disgusting liquids. And every day, Galen said he'd, like, walk by and there'd be, like, more added to it. He was like, what the fuck is Andy doing? And then, eventually, after, like, a couple weeks of him saving those, like, rotten food, Galen came home to find a piñata hanging and...
Ooh, dripping.
And,
oh, my God.
And Andy was dead, like... Just set it up in hopes that somebody would want to, like, hit the piñata, and it was, like, full of all of this stuff that he'd been rotting, and that was, like, one of Galen's favorite memories. Yeah. Like, they're both just...
Did anybody hit it?
It was a Cinco de Mayo kind of stunt.
Yeah.
So it was up for about 2 weeks before somebody finally took it out, but people would, like, try and high kick it and stuff on their way to class. Ooh. Just sort of hung there. And then it got wasted.
That's fucking gross.
Yeah. Well, it started out as like I was thought I could ferment my own cider because I was 18.
Uh-huh. It's a pruno, y'all. They do this shit in jail.
Right. And then that didn't work.
Put it in the toilet or something. Like, that does something to it.
The bottle I had it in was like, yeah, it was just like massive mold culture floating around in there. So then... You know, all right, let's make it real nasty. And turned it into a paper mache pinata.
Wow. Mm-hmm. It's innovative.
Yeah, thank you.
And burly.
I've never heard that.
So burly. Yeah.
I just want to hear that noise, though. That's that slop.
Just drops out like
you hear
blood,
yeah.
Like a zombie's stomach getting cut open.
Oh!
Oh! That's gonna make me want
to vomit. I had a weird thing. Listen to this. I got a little. I was about to puke. It reminded me of something.
Oh, good. Let's hear it.
So I'm walking home from the bus, right? Through the neighborhood in North Tacoma, it's all do-do-do. And you know how, like, every once in a while, it'll be like a rich, pretty girl walks by, and you smell something that smells like fucking heaven candy?
Heaven candy?
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Yeah.
And so,
same page.
I got like a whiff of this smell like that, you know? And right when I was turning the corner, I got that whiff and I was like, oh, damn. I was like, yeah. Came around the corner and there's the hugest pile of dog shit on the sidewalk at the exact second that in my head I'm going, oh, this is the best.
Oh, and my God.
And at the same time, I just saw that huge pile of shit on the cement.
Even. So now when you smell the heaven candy, it smells
like shit. Oh, it'll be like, yeah, now candy just smells like shit.
That's like a...
I gotta plug my nose and just...
Well, wait, were you smelling the shit?
No. I was not smelling the shit. I was some... There was a very pretty girl hiding in a bush somewhere. And just walking.
She's hiding from you, dude.
She saw me coming.
Yeah, she's jumping. What was that?
That's just a big pile of shit.
Maybe she put that out there.
Maybe she turned into a pile of shit.
No, maybe she took a shit when she saw you.
Oh! She was just there. That means she was just there.
She was just...
I just missed her.
Maybe she carries fake shit on her.
Just in case.
And puts that down.
A deterrent.
Yeah.
You're like, wow.
It's a lot of maybes.
Huh.
Yeah. I guess I'll just
keep walking.
Yeah. It was gross. It's still gross.
How big was the shit?
It was big. It was like too much shit. That was the part. That was the part that made it even worse. And it was like a perfect one, you know? Like it might have been one of those rubber
ice
ones.
Ice cream, a little perfect soft serve.
She might have been in the bush right there.
Right?
Oh, dude.
Just shaking.
I carry a pile of shit around wherever I go.
Just in case?
Yeah.
He does.
I do. She's...
He does.
She's seen it in action.
He does.
He always has a bag of tricks wherever we go. There's all kinds of... He has, like, all of the... You couldn't imagine if you thought that you would need something and no one would have it, he would have it.
Yeah, he's like, hold on.
What did you bring down here?
I didn't bring anything down.
I was like, come on. Like,
I might have some tiny dice.
What do you got in your pocket?
He always has something.
Little tiny dice.
See? He does have something. The tiniest dice? These are puppet dice. Hold on.
Oh, shit.
I need glasses.
Yeah, oh my God. We should get you some.
No. You can't not give these to me, right?
No, we give them to you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I've broken them out to use them, and then it's like just a really boring night at the bar.
Yeah, we've trying to find them on the floor.
You lose them. I'll have these puppets like, playing craps and give them back. I'll give them back to you after the shoot.
I like it.
The case That's should so be a magnifying awesome. Glass, yeah. though, I think.
Be honored.
The case yeah. should be a... Oh, Definitely. So you can see it's
you'll
a little
bit bigger. You gotta give them a little credit at the very end.
The dice were not hurt in the filming of this.
Boxcars. What do you know?
That's awesome.
No.
You hang on to them.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Because I can Sorry. Get
Put them in with the...
Get them.
Put them in the apple box.
Put them in the apple box.
We'd be so excited if we saw a picture with those.
They're going to be playing craps later.
Oh, yeah. Dipping sauce after the show.
Check Instagram at like midnight. They're going to be on there.
Uh-huh. Oh, man, that's good. Thanks. We do have a new segment. It's kind of not even new anymore. I say that every time.
Semi-new.
Questions from the Weird Beard.
All right.
So... There's this guy that got a weird beard.
Okay.
And then he'll ask you a question.
Okay.
And then you just answer the question. He'll ask you, he's supposed to do one question, so he always does more than one.
It's always a two-parter.
And he's kind of like...
You get kind of lost.
He's kind of like on a high horse kind of guy, you know? Mm. He does his own, he's trying to do his own thing, kind of. But let's see. I didn't preview this one, so...
Oh.
I'm sorry if it was, if it goes.
Are we allowed to ask what's weird about his beard?
You can just look at it.
You can comment on his beard all you want.
Because he sends a video of his beard talking.
Beard video.
This is like a remote producer you got on the side?
Yeah.
Sends in, I love it.
We tell him who you are, he like looks you up, thinks of a question to ask you.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh God.
Ready?
Have fun.
Are you ready?
Here we go.
Look up Andy.
I wonder what he's going to do.
He's a helicopter enthusiast and a pro saxophone player.
Are you ready?
That could be the same guy.
It could be me.
Are you ready to see the beard?
We're so ready.
Who is getting asked first? Or are we going to... That'll be determined.
I didn't preview it.
He's briefed. He knows that we're going to be here.
Yeah, ooh, this is a question for you guys. Who knows what it's going to be, or if it's going to be directed to one or both of you, or what?
We got to check it out. And we just got two, so now I'm confused.
We
got
to ride.
So we're going to do the first one first.
All right.
Yeah, okay, here's that clean pant. Ready?
No, yeah.
Welcome. I guess my question for this episode of Candy Teeth Radio, for these comedians, for my first one, is going to be, what is the future's meta joke? What are we going to be making fun of ourselves about in 10 years? Right now, I believe it's popular, or it has been popular, to make fun of the observational comedy of many years ago, i.e., what is the deal with airline food? So in 10 years, what is the punchline of the joke about jokes today?
I saw him do his mouth like, so I know that the next one's coming.
Yep.
All right.
Nice job.
Thanks.
So that's a great observation, because like we can make fun of observational comedy, right, when like Seinfeld was in What's the Deal, right?
Can I cut this tag off the mattress or not?
Does anybody else have a Seinfeld line? I think the listener deserves. Can I cut the tag? You guys mind if I do a bit here real quick? Why do we call it taking your pants off when you're going to put them somewhere, but putting your pants on when you're going to take them everywhere?
Do you have any idea about the question?
Yeah, well, no, I mean, I don't have an answer to that right off the bat, but I bet we could kind of arrive there with like a short
little
brainstorm here.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, right now, the hot topic in comedy is, like, what's the line between free speech and hate speech, right?
Oh, for
sure. And, like, where do you say, all right, we don't want to see entertainers, you know,
right,
saying this.
Jokes.
Yeah.
Right? And so...
I'm all, yeah! AIDS jokes.
With this last election here, it has given some sort of a representation to maybe a very small sample of the population, maybe 50-50 according to Trump, right? People who are like, no, fuck those social justice warriors.
Right.
Okay. So who is going to actually be determining taste moving forward? I mean, fuck, it could be really dumb, obnoxious people that are the tastemakers.
Right.
Trump supporters.
That's what.
So at that point, are we just gonna? But I don't know. 10 years. That's enough for like shit to flip 3 times.
Yeah. Because these four are gonna be weird.
Those
are going fast. These four are going. There's gonna be some fast moves going.
Right.
But then.
You think that things can change a lot, but really, I feel like this very much is reminding us that nothing's changed at all.
Right.
You know, it's just, people were just quiet for a little bit.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. It's just bringing, people are just
bringing it up.
They're bringing it, yeah. But it's bringing things up on a good way and a bad way, I think, though.
Yeah, both ways.
Yeah.
I think that,
Sorry, this got very non-funny. The future of comedy is that comedy is dead.
Yeah, that's it. We're going to be in tunnels. We're not going to be thinking about comedy.
The shitty joke that it'll be, you know. It'll probably be something like, well, nothing changes, right? So it's going to be like, what's the deal with something, right? So it's like, what's the deal with, like, a giant phone? Or some shit like that.
Oh, yeah, no, I think that's probably
like that.
Right in there. It's going to be, what's the deal with autocorrect? You know?
It's a beach!
I meant to put it on, keep spelling it in! Like,
or
because 10 years from now, who knows if the phone is just going to be like a necklace you wear or something, you know?
It's gonna That'd be cool. Right.
It's gonna be it'll a be a thought. You're just a designer. That was a designer move.
But
like, now the phone's a necklace, and then everybody has to have a necklace.
Yeah.
And you're just fucking rich.
But, so it. Like, you know, this, like, these big, you know, 5-inch and 6-inch screen phones that everyone has got now is going to be a thing of the past, you know? For whatever reason, I don't know if we'll have holograms.
Projector technology.
Yeah, exactly. But that's, you know, people would be like holding up, like, you know, the phone book and being like, oh, let me call my friend. You know, pretending it's a giant phone.
Like, prop comedy.
Yeah, exactly.
That's our future.
Prop Is that comedy? Our future?
Prop comedy. Prop comedy.
I might get into it.
I'm well, like, I mean, they don't have to use the prop. They could, you know, mime it.
Mime
comedy.
Mime comedy.
That was kind of, we turned the weird beard into a Trump dump.
We kind of answered the question, though.
Yeah, we did.
It was just a little small, little detour off to the Trump land. But then we got
you
back
can't escape, quick. Though.
We got, I know.
We got back okay. pretty quick.
I'm yeah, trying, it was good.
Trying to escape okay. it, but it's impossible.
I was just thinking out loud. I should have just been quiet.
Question. Even though I'm only allowed to ask one, since you guys are comedians, what NBC pilots are you currently working on?
Wow.
And a personal aside to Jeremy, better notice would be nice, but I love you anyway.
Okay. Oh, you saw his eyes.
Just for a second.
Just for a second.
Aren't they beautiful?
Wow. All right, let's hear this next video.
Wait. What is that next video? I wonder what it is. There's another video.
He's asking about NBC pilots.
But yeah.
He had sarcasm. He was just being sarcastic.
He's mean.
Right? Yeah.
Though,
yeah.
Is what the does thing. Mean, he's though? Like mean.
He's like, we ain't shit because we don't have a show.
That's basically. True. So. I was on TV yesterday, today. I'll bitch. Be on TV tomorrow. Been on TV several times a day since the first of the year.
That's not a very nice weird beard.
Disney yeah. Networks. I'm not
this
on
doesn't,
NBC, though.
This doesn't,
I might be on NBC.
This doesn't count as TV weird beard. This is just my phone.
Should we do the dump Trump since we had a little like kind of trail into
yeah we got
dump,
warmed up
and we kind of got that was our
little primer
teaser. I got a little sad in here for a second
yeah
and Weird Beard dissed us
yeah he so. Dissed by dissing you guys he dissed us
Dump Trump.
You gotta.
Am I starting it? Or would you
yeah. It's not Dump Trump. It's a Trump dump.
Trump dump. It's a location.
You gotta get rid of the. Get rid of the. Don't stop making fun of me.
I'm dyslexic. I am. I'm fucking
me,
dude. I'm dyslexic.
Dude.
So
don't fuck
with
me. I'm dyslexic.
I'm gonna say it backwards.
Forever.
How many times?
You're on y'all here. Let me get this straight.
In my head, that's how you say it. So that's just how I do it.
Yeah, all right.
No, the picture of Trump that I'm going to show you all, you guys. And I don't know how we're going to get this across, but it's just, I just found it very funny, and I just want to share. It's not really like a super dump, but it's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
And it's a picture of Donald Trump playing golf, and then read what it says on the top.
Somebody just sent that one to me like yesterday.
I can't see it. A daily reminder that the man in these photos fat shames women.
Wow. He does have...
Look at how fat he is, dude.
Yeah, he's wow, wearing white.
I have no idea.
Yeah, but his job's not to be a woman, right?
I'm just...
He can get elected a woman of America,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he's the president. He can be fat.
Like, I just think that... Like, I think that picture looks like a cartoon almost.
Yeah, a caricature. Like, it's all
like
bubbly.
Like a penguin or something.
It's a BBW right there. Ooh. Yeah.
It sucks because people can't see the picture, but he's got a funny ass.
Those are, I mean,
he does.
Doesn't he have a funny ass?
That's not real, is it?
It's not really him?
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
No, that's him.
Is that him?
It's gotta be.
Just stick his head on some.
He's totally out of shape.
I love it. If his butt looks like that, I love it.
But it's just all of these. All of these that have come out. This is like the funny one that I found.
Yeah, I like it. I like the ones that are doctored. Those little ones.
Where he's tiny.
Yo, it's the best thing.
The tiny Trumps are the best.
Tiny Trump. I'm like that gets him the best. That's like the best.
No one's ever done. No.
He's just like I'm not little. Why do they keep doing little ones? I'm gonna blow up the world.
Although I gotta speak up for the color orange. Orange is a cool color, and, like, let's stop using it to, like, denigrate the president.
I like the color orange.
He's fucking up orange, and he's fucking up red, white, and blue.
There's the weed guy that's talking about all the weed shit now.
Yeah.
But I haven't really, I tried to not pay attention to that either.
What is that guy called?
On a federal level?
What's that guy called?
I can't remember his name.
No, but
Drug Czar?
No, I like that, though. I always like that.
It's like crazy
the name. Drug Czar.
It sounds like he's like the king of all the drugs. Like, you need some drugs, go to him.
Yeah. He has a badass outfit.
He's like Ming the Merciless.
But there's someone on the federal level that's talking about, like, maybe just reversing what we have going on here.
Putting the joint out.
You didn't hear about that?
I'm kind of aware of it, but
I almost posted a picture to your picture, Shannon Coyano. I said both names, it's cool.
Which picture?
The picture that you said, don't take weed away, yeah, it's the only exactly thing we have.
That's my profile picture, because
with the weed hat on,
away, yeah.
But I have a shirt that says, I weed leaf.
Not that far from here.
It wasn't?
It was at the Tacoma B&I.
Nice. Did you buy it?
No.
He wouldn't let me. He was like, don't buy it.
No. She did not buy it. And she will not buy it.
I have to be.
You have to draw the line somewhere.
Oh, what, at the B&I?
Yeah. Yeah. You have to draw a lot of lines, huh?
Oh, my God.
I wanted to buy it so bad. I was like, I like really net. Need to buy this.
Y'all need this? I'm going to get a wig with it.
He's like, no. He's like, stop spending money. Because I was like,
stop spending money.
I did. Well, I bought nunchucks that day.
Just like nunchucks. It's not just nunchucks. It's fucking clear acrylic nunchucks. They look awesome.
They have clear acrylic nunchucks.
He's so happy I bought them now because he's been practicing them like every day.
I've been chucking.
Yeah.
I nunchuck every single day.
Do you really?
Yeah.
It's
a new thing.
So it's a new thing for me too.
Yeah.
And we just spent like $25 on practice chucks that are like going to come in from China. I'm not trying to down. I'm just. What kind of chucks? Tell me about your chucks.
Here.
Oh shit.
Let me reach back.
Oh my God.
Within arm's reach.
I bet you. So there's like, you know, some shit happening. You don't have to hold the nunchucks by the handles. You can grab the chain and shit.
You can do whatever you want.
So are you like, are you up in that chain?
No, I'm all. It's all. I'm on my own. I got my own thing going on. With juggling.
Oh.
I throw those fuckers. It's behind the back. It's fucking whipping it.
Really?
It's whipping it to itself and then going, I'll fuck you up. And then dancing back, going around in circles, getting these whips, Bruce Lee fucking whips. I got, you don't know how many invisible people I whip their ass out in the hallway.
Does it make a clap when you whip it out like
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Oh, man, breaking the sound
you just
barrier.
You put it in your fucking, just, and you feel badass. It's badass. So these ghosts are into it.
Did you YouTube nunchuck lessons?
No, it's all natural.
Oh, what? You're natural?
I'm doing it all natural. Then I'm going to go into YouTube. After because I'm just getting into a different level right now,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm gonna go into YouTube and then pick parts to add to my little routine I got going.
There's some good tips out there on YouTube, man. Like
that hand one.
You spin it in one hand and then you start gesticulating with the other hand.
Like, listen, bitch.
Yeah.
You want a little taste?
Because you got to be able to move both hands. Because one day you're gonna be double chucking.
Yeah, I'm into it. I want a triple chuck. That's what I'm talking about. I'm juggling.
Yeah.
I want a triple chuck and just get all fucking woohoo. You know?
Wow.
That's real. Mark my words.
We need to start videotaping.
I do it every day. I love it. It's like my juggling. It's the same thing as juggling. Mm-hmm. Like my whole life. It's like that time when I would juggle. Now I just nunchuck. And it's so much cooler. I could have been so much cooler.
Well, it sounds like you're well on your way.
I know. Gotta put this work in, though.
Chucking.
Practice makes perfect.
Keep on chucking, dude.
You see these videos with all these people with nunchucks, though?
Yeah.
You see these old ladies?
No.
No.
Double chucking.
Really?
Yeah, and starting matches.
With chains?
Starting matches.
Or strings.
Because,
like, all the rave kids have the ones with the strings. Ooh. And they, you know, like, they look good on
the rave kids just fuck everything up.
Yeah, player.
They fuck it up.
So we're at the B&I and Shannon bought nunchucks.
They
only take cash at the nunchuck stop. So
I really want to tell them the thing I'm going to buy the next time I go back.
Oh, yeah.
I almost bought two weapons because I couldn't decide between the nunchucks and then the... I actually threw my back out really bad, and they had a cane there where it's a gun.
Ooh.
What it's a gun, and then you pull it out, and it's a fucking sword. It's amazing.
Is it a real gun?
No, but it's
like it looks like a gun.
But it's got the
hammer on it and the revolving chamber there.
Yeah. But you pull it out, and the barrel's a knife.
Yes.
Oh, that's tight.
But Shannon's like, I've never seen that before. How innovative. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I've seen like a million of those.
On TV. But I'd never, like, seen one in person, and so I'm going to buy that.
The sword game? Go back.
It's like a villain fuck weapon. Yeah, it's an evil villain weapon.
I need to have it so badly. Totally I shouldn't even set it on here. I don't want anybody else to get it.
When I drove Cabulance...
Throw it out. It's all good.
Let's go back. Cabulance.
One of the passengers I have for the Cabulance is, like, kind of a aging butt rocker from, like, the glam metal days.
Wow.
And he drove around in a purple Rascal scooter. And he had canes that had swords, like all of them had swords in them, because dogs would like run up on him and fuck with him, so he's just going after him with the fucking sword.
What?
Yeah. It you ever killed anything with a sword? About a dog.
What? You can't just kill dogs driving down the street.
Level one beast.
You got a sword, you can.
Well, I mean, or hopefully you're able to.
A fingernail.
Oh shit! Shut the fuck up. Look at this. Oh my god! It's a
can you explain that?
It's one of those like. Oh my god! Like a full piece of armor for your finger with like a raven's claw on the end, and then up top here it's like this dorsal knife that goes forward. You could.
You're hurting yourself for sure.
You. Like,
I'm so jealous.
What the? So this is like an uppercut that you just stab someone with an uppercut right up
through the bottom of the mouth.
Through the bottom of the mouth.
Oh.
Right, and, but
you
then
come from the side and get him in the ear.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Definitely.
I just get their ear. I get the whole ear.
The raven claw. This is where you like.
Yeah. I'm just like picturing like run it down old witch or something making or spells, and that's her little finger.
She stabs a little bug that's running by, and
she. Because normally she casts magic, but in some scenarios she needs that.
This is cool.
She's badass.
Yeah, fantasy.
Did you get that in Tacoma?
Is this from the B&I?
I got that from a crackhead garage sale.
Oh.
Wow! You're such a great find.
You got hand sanitizer, honey.
It was good. They just had like everybody else's tools and some pipe weapons. Pipe store weapons.
Pipe store weapons. Crossbow.
Pipe store weapons.
One bolt.
They had a mace.
they had
a mace. That's what I'm talking about. They're gonna. If you see a butt rocking crackhead come out of the house with a fucking finger knife and a mace, just talk about get out of my yard. Something. Unless you got batteries.
Why are crackheads so into those weapons?
I don't know.
Like, so they don't. The so they can like scare off other crackheads that are trying to jack them.
Yeah, but like,
wouldn't like a knife or just like any?
You don't but have that to, shit's like, tight though.
Like, it is pretty tight. It's
like that's sick. But like at night, you'd be like, wait, oh, like I was gonna attack you, but now I can't tell what's happening. It's not necessarily that weapon's intimidating. I just can't do the math right now. Fucking like this guy pulled a crossbow on me, and now there's this weird raven claw knife.
It's real T Rex finger. Yeah.
You want to go? What? Oh, I don't know. What?
You're pulling that out of your waistband instead of your fucking gun.
I bet that has the nerdiest name if you looked it up. You like spent like a half hour trying to like really like dial in what that's called.
Say that again a little louder.
Florian? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Are you going after it?
No.
Oh.
I can though. Watch this. I got the internet.
Yeah, just type in
in finger butt rock knife.
Finger butt rock knife.
Yes. I bet this is gonna come up.
Take too. Safety search off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's just go.
Let's not search anything that says finger and butt in it together. Uh-oh. Finger armor with blade. Yeah.
Let's get rid of butt rock with blade.
Finger armor with blade. We'll ride with blade. Thanks for coming over and going on the internet with us, you guys.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, shit!
My God!
Are you fucking kidding me?
That's it.
It's like just a laser, and they're all silver. But
do all.
Charities.
All my people.
Now do all, and it'll give you the name.
All my people! Look at that one!
Oh, shit.
Every finger.
Those are amazing.
This is a real thing.
You know?
Oh, Reaver's just like this.
Swords with skulls on and shit. Like, wavy, like.
Right now, one of your listeners is just swords. Screaming.
Yeah. You fucking idiot! You don't know what a fucking Reaver is?
Wavy blade with a skull and crossbones on the hilt. That's a Reaver, you fucking. Why don't I even listen to this? Holding one right now. He pulled it off his mantle and he's.
Just chops his laptop in half.
Yeah.
Well, it's gotta fucking be, idiots!
Can't open that shit more than 6 inches without killing something.
Alright, we learned something. Reaver blade is a water blade.
A water blade. There's a dude down in Portland who's doing great making dab tools out of titanium. And he's a blacksmith,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
and
he started this.
Dab tools out of titanium, and they're like little tiny cutlasses and little tiny claymore swords.
Ah! Making that cash.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of people are making that cash.
People carry around like keychains, like the hardcore dabbers carry around like a keychain yeah. full of that shit. Are you like way into dabs?
No, not at all. Oh. I'm allergic to it. Yeah. I just get fucked up. This guy Q that I know, that I'm really close to, he is a guy that makes some part of that dabbing process. You know how they have 50 things instead of just smoking weed? He makes one of those things and he's just rich from it. He just makes as many as he can and that's it.
Like a coil
and it's
or
like
some
a
shit.
Little no, it's just a cap. It's like a cap.
Oh.
This is where all the dabbing people are yelling at the
correct
speaker loud. They're yelling loud. They're like, you fucking old man idiot. That's a fucking
what do they call that thing they put on top of the
the kids are putting on the weed.
They put it on top to put out
they have wax and stuff.
It's like they're smoking meth is what it's like.
It's kind of that's what it's like with the torch and everything.
I had to do a comedy club in like a dab den.
You mean?
Oh, excuse me. What the fuck did I just say? I had to do a comedy show in a dab club that was like an opium den for right. dabs. Whoa. You can't smoke joints inside. You can only dab inside.
When did you do this?
In the back. It was with the dope show.
Sounds right.
Yeah. But like you walk in there. You walk in there. It was in Portland. It's a private club, so you pay $20 for the admission.
Yeah.
Chips and water and shit.
Yeah.
That's your year-long membership.
I suppose.
Did you do dabs?
No, fuck no.
Before you did comedy?
No. I would never. Like, I can't function. I've tried right. dabs. It's terrible.
Yeah, thank
like,
you.
When that shit was coming out, like, 5 or 6 years ago, and you'd what? See, like, you don't remember? It was like 5 or 6 years ago.
I just was
you go
behind.
Over to Cool Mom's house, and the Cool Mom's like, "I'll try a dab," and then the mistake ruins Thanksgiving. So
that's not weed.
Dabs did just get big, like within the last like 5 years, probably.
It is. Yeah. It's soaring right now. Holy yeah. shit!
It's fucking but nuts.
You walk in there, and it's just a bunch of vets, like, and they're old and gray, and they're like nodding out. At the table, and you're trying to do comedy to like a bunch of people who are just like might as well be on heroin.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, that is what it's like. I mean, it's like heroin level high with weed, and I just think that it's kind of it's crackhead behavior, but yes. weed.
Yes,
you know.
I think it gives
too
it a
much.
Bad look.
It's
it really.
Too much. Yeah.
I think these kids are giving weed a bad look. See, I can't get away from it. It's
yeah,
the same.
Get off my lawn.
Anything I say is
get off my lawn.
Oh shit. Might as well just embrace it. It's time.
Right, yeah.
Come, I need to get a house.
Come. Bring a blanket, sit on my lawn, do a bunch of dabs. Fucking Snapchat somebody. I don't give a shit.
I have. Should we? No, we can't do another internet thing. I had a thing.
What else you got in your paper?
It was. The other thing I had on my paper was this guy.
This guy, right?
There's this guy, yeah. He made a homemade tank and then just knocked down the town.
Killdozer.
It's awesome. You know what it is? You seen this?
Ooh, did it happen like about 10 years ago?
No.
When did this happen?
I don't think so. I saw it just lately, but I don't think it was 10
years
ago.
There's a guy in San Diego that stole a tank and went all over San Diego.
Nope.
Not this one.
He armored up a cat.
A bulldozer,
oh,
yep.
Yeah.
Is that from that long ago?
Killdozer, yeah.
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 The fuck is that?
He ruined the town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It took out the library.
It took out the police station, took out the courthouse, took out everybody's house he hated.
It's really
interesting. Is this a fiction movie?
This is just real life where the cops didn't know what the fuck to do because he made it an armored fucking bulldozer.
Was it like small town?
Small town. The boss that laid him off jumped into like another big ass fucking piece of machine.
Yep, and tried to get him.
Like they
tried to get with him.
Fucking
watch.
Machine
Let's
ward.
Watch.
What?
Under, yeah, with like a
we
fucking helicopter watching
ago,
the
though.
Shit.
What? It's a long time ago though. That was like several years ago.
We gotta start
ago.
Posting videos and stuff online.
Yeah, online. But if we do descriptives, should be good.
That's ridiculous.
Killdozer.
Like, well, what, I don't know what we should do.
Like, I like it that I'm telling news boss. 10 years later.
So it's like the cops are like,
he's doing what?
Ideas. They're like, it's leaking
you fluid. I'm coming right down there. You warm one of those other motherfuckers up. I'm getting in it.
Yeah.
I don't know. He said he's coming down and getting the other one. Turn it on.
It's
make
awesome
sure it's
that
warm.
He made something that nobody could stop. You know, like they had nothing. To
he's badass.
It's this amazing.
Is, why is he not a
badass.
Cop? In the other thing.
I've seen this.
It's not
yeah.
a machine, man.
It doesn't happen in Brandon, Colorado.
Yeah,
bud.
Yeah, like,
look at it.
It's
pumping smoke out.
It's like it's a bulldozer with that kind of snowplow shit on the front. And then it's just a massive shitty metal cage around. It's not even a cage, it's like a fully enclosed.
It has 2 inches of armor, like iron, and then wood, and then another layer.
Holy shit, really?
Yeah. And this is his boss trying to come and battle him.
Yeah.
And then he just moves him, he just like pushes him.
What the fuck?
He tears up every building.
Yeah, all he has to do is like kind of drive in and like
hit the walls.
Turn a little bit,
yeah.
And the fucking building.
Where is he? Where did he get the thing in the first place?
He made it.
Well, he did have to jack a.
He stole
the
castle.
He had a little shop.
Yeah, it was parked up in there
for like a long time.
Yeah, know? That's what I'm saying. It's like he didn't just like be like,
yeah,
no, all right,
yeah.
I got 10 minutes with the thing together, yeah. And then I'm going nuts.
Check him out.
Chinese montage, where he's cracking the blowtorch, and it's done.
It's just music that's playing.
It's just cops everywhere. He's just tearing down the building. Tearing down the building.
Did they end up like shooting him?
No, he kills himself.
Yeah.
He gets stuck.
He gets stuck.
He gets
well,
stuck in the
over.
Wall like that. But he gets stuck. And then he just shoots himself. He's in there. He's in there with a gun. And he just shoots himself.
Left.
He's like, ah, I still want
that.
Oh, that's horrible.
That's why I said earlier, almost looks like a tornado came. Now, here's that cement plant we're talking about.
Cement.
And you can tell there, he
could almost certainly claim
insanity
for that shit.
But he want this was his whole, this is what he wanted to do.
Oh, they're all inside.
His,
he's got like a little television monitor
yeah.
with a camera outside and then the fucking rifle mounted
yeah.
out of like a little gun garrison hatch.
Two
oh,
of
two
them.
Rifles?
Two of them
oh,
mounted.
Just fucking double rifles?
He was ready for business. Yeah, this dude's a badass. Long live his man, whatever it is. Look at him. Look how fun that is. It's like when you're sitting in church and you want to just run up to the front and start tearing everything down. You know what I'm talking about? It's just cops just running around. Like,
yeah.
We can't really do anything, but we should be running around.
Yeah, we came to see here.
Big posse of fire trucks just sort of following him.
Tomorrow the chief's going to be like, look at this footage. Look at this guy destroying. You're sitting in your car.
Yes.
Never took the time
to play music
over
there. So like, there's
yeah. No, they report. It makes it so much better.
It does.
There's listening to that music.
Wow.
I think this is where he gets stuck right there.
That's horrible.
There's no question that guy had like a ton of booze up in that cab. You know,
oh, it was
like, it's obvious.
He was on some pills. Like,
Mary
he had some shit going.
Drink a bottle down and then piss into it.
Marv
Heemeyer.
My hat comes off you, Marv.
You are a martyr, my friend.
But like. The boss, when the boss decided to mount up and take him on,
yeah.
Do you think he put a dip into his lip or pulled a dip out of his lip?
The boss?
Yeah, he's like, all right, let's do this, and then just fucking.
Where were they at again?
He took it out.
Colorado,
he took it out.
Rural. You think he took it out?
Yeah, he took it out. It was time. It was time to go.
It was his time.
He's all, oh hell no! He did the
no,
fucking
he says,
cement
he says,
plant.
He pulled out. And says, Rudy, give me my cigar.
Ooh.
That's his assistant's name is Rudy. But it's gross because he's like, he's cheap. So it's like he smokes half of it and then, you know, makes Rudy put it out and put it in
the little
canister. Yeah. But so it's all slimy and gross. It's nasty.
That's nasty.
We didn't say he was a cool dude. He was a hero.
He's a martyr. I do have like a dube tube full of fucking pre-roll roaches. I'm like, just in case I ever like lose my job, I guess is what I'm preparing for. I'm not sure what I'm preparing for. Like, I don't know why I have a bunch of roaches.
Armageddon.
It's 10. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah. Armageddon.
Keep doing it. It's coming.
We have a pretty good stockpile of Armageddon shit.
Do you? You got backpacks?
We're super
prepared. Water and like.
We have a plant.
We don't have any water.
Where do you live?
We have weapons. We have a plant. But no, do we don't weapons? Have water, but
yeah.
We have.
Yeah, like bear mace.
Where do you live?
Tubes. We have those tubes that you stick into dirty water and you can. You just pull
life
through those.
Like
life
that.
Straws.
You can just drink
you
your own
drink
shit.
A mud puddle.
Stick
yeah.
Your
yeah.
Into
yeah.
A puddle and you drink it.
I don't know, but.
Those.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. He said, all right.
Plus, we have guns, so, like...
You can get some water.
Okay. Give us your water, fucker.
We don't want to draw attention.
Kill yeah. Some squirrels real quick.
I get thought out. I put knives in there, too.
There's probably a knife in there.
Yeah.
I will.
Definitely a can opener.
Aim.
Oh, shit, nice one.
Thanks. What else? Let's get back into some more Seattle comedy scene.
Yeah.
But what's up with Shannon? What's up with Shannon?
Shannon.
What's
Shannon? Let me just tell you about Shannon.
Yeah! That's what I want to hear.
Shannon.
You can speak for me. Okay.
I'm not going to speak for you. I'm going to intro you. Okay. Shannon here runs a show called Odd Babes, which is going through the roof. It's like the best paid show as a comic to be on.
What?
It's
awesome.
Like, it's so new and exploding. Like, sold out every time. Standing room only. It's at the Royal Room in Georgetown. Columbia City.
Columbia City is awesome.
Wonderful.
I had a show there. It was awesome. I sold Jeff there.
I remember when
I escaped, though.
Well, yeah,
back.
So...
Yeah. Kept the money. It was tight.
The Royal Room is right by the gallery that you had your stuff in. I think it's on the same side of the street.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's my new production company. I co-produce with Danielle Kale Gregoire and Aisha Farood, and the three of us make Odd Babes. And the last show, we had Aparna Nancherla headlined, and it was standing room only, and we're really proud of that. And we had Anna, I think her last name is Sophia. She's a writer for The Stranger. She heard about our show, and so... She came to our show and interviewed us about it, and so we're in The Stranger.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's a pretty big deal because, yeah. I mean, if you take out advertisements where people are buying, you know, advertising space to be in the paper, we're just, forget about advertising, just talk about editorial where it's actually Stranger writers taking an interest in what's going on.
Yeah.
Seattle comedy hasn't been mentioned since June of 2014 until Shannon
wow,
and her crew, the Odd Babes,
awesome.
Are getting this show rolling.
Yeah, that's
2014.
That sounds great. That is a long time.
Think about it.
Comedy gets picked on, huh?
Well,
that's what it started to sound like.
There was actually an incident that kind of caused that to happen, and basically there was a piece of shit in our scene that got into like a beef with Lindy West. And Lindy West is kind of the darling of The Stranger.
Oh, like got it cut off.
And so that kind of made The Stranger not want to deal with people in the Seattle comedy community. But it's really changed just in the past couple of years. And shows like ours, there's a lot of really great shows that are like more inclusive, you know, reaching out to the queer community, reaching out to people of color, more female run shows. And I think that, you know, hopefully the mentality of guys being douchebags that don't think women are funny or that kind of shit is going
yeah.
away.
Yeah.
So yeah, so that's kind of the mission statement of Odd Babes, I guess, is it's we call it a thoughtful comedy show. We focus on booking women, people of color, and queer and trans people. So that's pretty much our
deal.
That's our mission statement. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, sounds good. When did you say it was? One more time, so they.
Well, It's a quarterly show, so I think our next one's going to be in May, but I don't have those dates yet. I'll keep you guys posted.
All right.
So yeah, we're really excited about it, and it's just been really well received.
Yeah, I was just saying, it sounds like you're getting a really good response.
Yeah,
like everything's sold out.
Yeah,
and blowing the story of the stage is helping too.
Blowing my mind. Yeah, I had no idea, but people are hungry for it, you know.
For sure. Because, you know, I mean, no offense to, like, you know, white dude comics or whatever, but, like, we've seen that shit.
Be quiet, he's coming back.
Well, we
I said no offense.
You know, there are a lot of
some of my best friends are white, dude. Sorry. Sorry.
I mean, you know, I think for me it's more about everybody kind of acting like a community and working together. So it's not about, like, bashing straight white dudes. No, that's not what
I'm talking about. I'm just talking about, like, a different perspective is all.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, you know, there's a lot of great, allies or whatever in the comedy community. Mm-hmm. A lot of straight white dudes that are awesome and wonderful and very funny and, you know, but yeah, I think that there's still an underrepresentation of diversity still, you know, still yeah. happening where you go to certain areas and there's barely any women that are getting put on shows or, you know, barely any queer people getting put on shows, etc. So,
yeah. Well, that's when you said that just a minute ago, like, you know, like queer and trans, I'm just like, man, like someone like whose experience is like so different from mine, you know, in life, at least at that part of it, you know, would just have like such different shit to say, and I want to hear that, you know, and like, and if they're making it funny, then all the better, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to, like, that's just something that, like, it's a perspective I have, you know, little window on.
Sure, and I think that's a big part of why people laugh at the comedy they do is because it's relatable, or it's one or the other. It's either because it's very relatable, or mm-hmm. it's because, wow, this is a fresh take that I've never heard before. Yeah, you get to see it. It's kind of, yeah. I think those are the things that people are drawn to. For yeah. sure. I've got other things in the works too.
What is it? Ooh, that was a good face. What is it?
Yeah, you're like, oh.
That was like a good. That was like, I got something.
Mr. Burns' face right there.
A couple of other comics. My friend Dewa Dorje and my friend Clara Pluton. They both do stand up as well, and the three of us are gonna. Start producing together too, and we hope to try to get something together by late spring, early summer. This is going to be, I don't want to say more variety show, mm-hmm. but we want to mix it up. It's not going to be all comedy. Me and Dewa are like very much hip hop is like another thing that really influences what we like, and so we want to mm-hmm. be able to incorporate the Seattle hip hop community into some of our shows and nice. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
Variety show. I like variety shows that.
Didn't you do an art piece that was called the variety show or a series? Or no, it
was the circus. Maybe I should hire you.
Yeah, it was the
circus or the variety. It was like a variety show.
Sideshow. Right? Sideshow Freaks.
That's what it was. Sideshow Freaks.
Was Galen on that?
No, it was a show. It was an art show.
Oh.
I think Galen has a piece from it.
Yeah, probably.
Do you have any comics that you're into right now, Andy? That, like, in the Seattle scene, look at this, is calling you out, too, because you're a dude that lines them up. That's funny. But do you have anybody? I just want to put clips. I want to put clips of somebody.
Clips of somebody.
But wait a minute. Do you guys have clips? Was that weird to skip around you guys? Because I could just have clips of you guys.
Oh, no, please don't do that.
Don't do that?
No.
All right, so double click
right there, Shannon Cogliano. Yes. Welcome to the stage. A YouTube clip from 3 years ago.
Exactly. Like,
I'm going to play it.
The only shit that I have on YouTube is really old because I don't like any of my tapes, so they don't go up there.
Yeah.
And the only one that's up there is when I don't know how to take down, I can't remember how to take it down.
It's because you had somebody else post it for you.
And now it's there forever.
Yeah, now it's there forever. And I had one other one that was like that too, where I got that one taken down by saying that it was like against my character or some shit. Because, you know, they just give you different choices. It's slander. And I was able to get that one off, but I just haven't put the work in to get the
other. Libel on this
Yeah. I'd say come and see me. Come and see me live as opposed to, I'm not happy with the tapes that I have. But
yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I record audio of like all my sets.
Ooh.
And I had like the set of my life, Tacoma Comedy Club, at the turn of the month, right?
Right.
And then that was great. So it's like, what a great club. And like, boy, like, I just crushed it.
This thing is great.
Come back, two nights ago, Sunday night here at Tacoma Comedy Club. Tried to recreate that magic.
Yeah.
Oh, God. It was like...
opposite day.
Like, driven down a cobblestone road. It was like, boom, 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 boom. That was what it was like. Fucking terrible.
That's God. Horrible.
Isn't that how it goes, though?
Is it like, do you have kind of, like, the same set, and then at one place it just kills, and at another place it just bombs?
That's exactly what happened.
It's like
to
pretty much the same room too.
Yeah,
it was the same club, different night, audience.
less people there.
Like, wow,
you know, it was shitty.
And that emotional roller coaster, I don't think I could deal with.
Yeah.
You guys left the show last month. What the
I know.
Fuck?
Yeah, yeah, like, you know,
I'm the best.
Hear these jokes again?
I saw
some girl in the audience like, "You're dirty." But not dirty because I was being blue. Dirty because I'm like, here's something about butt stuff, and one time I had bed bugs, and she's like, ew, you're dirty.
you need to take a shower.
This is so expensive. Can't just have people like you walking in there fucking with a chef.
How do you deal with that? I didn't want to ask this question, but can you tell me some heckler stories?
No.
He always gets heckled. It's so
do you kill
bizarre.
Him? Why are you so mean? Because
times in my life where I have been mean, and then, like, you know, someone at school cries, I'm like, oh, I wish I hadn't done that. So I'm just, like, afraid that, like,
you don't want to be mean.
Someone's boyfriend's going to storm the stage. I'm like, really? This is, I didn't think it was that bad. Also, the way that I deliver mean shit is,
it's
like...
it's very intimidating.
Really intimidating is how you'd put it? I mean, it's just, like...
I think
like
so.
Intellectually intimidating.
Yeah.
And
like, do you want to
like
play?
That is the most condescending thing I've ever heard, kind of thing. And then also hard to call me on because like, well, he's right.
Right.
And then, yeah. So stupid people are like, they just it doesn't work.
Yeah, I get it.
So
you can't get them.
Shut up, schoolboy.
Yeah. Schoolboy, bitch.
Fuck you.
Fancy talk, bitch.
You're supposed to make me laugh.
Dance.
Sorry. Dance, monkey.
Yeah, I hate it.
But yeah, I have a recording of me eating shit. And then what they did was they had me come down.
That's you bombing, right?
Yeah, to do a sober set. And then come back on stage after drinking five shots.
What?
And 5 minutes drunk.
This is my favorite show. I used to go to that.
Oh, yeah, the drunk show?
Yes, and they said they stopped doing it. They, like, had to stop doing it. They started doing it again.
It's around, man. Check the calendar.
I love it.
Which, by the way, is one of the greatest clubs in the Puget Sound.
I love it.
Really lucky to have that in town.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good spot.
I love going there.
Yeah.
I go there at least once a year. They give you a free on your birthday.
Oh, nice.
Let's go out on a good thing.
Right, okay.
Oh, shit.
We got the Fruity Pebbles commercial.
Oh, okay.
Just type in Fruity Pebbles commercial. Oh, boom, third one down.
Baby.
Look at your boy. Made the thumbnail.
We gotta do a commercial with this.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, this is the commercial. What? That's me!
How did you get into this
commercial?
Where are you?
Look
at it. In a Fruity Pebbles commercial, dog.
Where are
you? There you are.
Fat ginger dad.
There he is.
Fat ginger dad right there.
Riding a lawnmower that looks like a shark, towing on a little wooden parade float, a little red-haired girl with pigtails
How'd
coming out of her
gig?
Bike helmet. I just answered a casting call. And
where?
There's actually someone who puts out casting calls for people who don't have representation, and I got in front of one of those and just was quick to respond to her.
Here, LA, New York?
Oh, no, here. Fuck. Yeah. The first day was shot in the U District. Second day was shot in front of the Everett High School, which is that picturesque American schoolhouse.
So you just had to, like, show that you had, like, a lawnmower driver's license in there.
Yeah. They're like, yeah. They asked if I had a driver's license.
You wear shorts and a tuxedo top.
Yeah, they're like, do you have any like nautical themed clothes?
I'm
like,
they no. want you to bring your own costume.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't have that shit.
It's Fruity Pebbles,
so,
motherfucker.
Yeah, so I showed. Yeah, no, they got me all that stuff. It's all held together with pins and stuff. Wardrobe did a great job. All
right, good, because I'm like, you know what? Like, I get it. Like, you know, we're friends, and you want me to like come be in your independent movie or something. Like, I'll wear whatever you say the character wears within reason, you know. But like, this fucking Fruity Pebbles commercial. That's like Kellogg's or Fruity Post Pebbles or whoever
money.
That is.
But they didn't give him money. Any Fruity Pebbles.
Not a fucking bite.
Not a single pebble?
Pebbles, no. But the craft services was dope.
What was it?
It was like Cliff Bars and Luna Bars, Kashi Bars.
Not like a pizza.
Like,
or
name your favorite bar. Name your favorite bar.
Lar Bar.
Lar Bars. They were there.
Lar
Bars.
There was
like fruit. There's fruit everywhere. Nuts.
That's all that those bars are, though. So it's just,
fruit and nuts.
Yeah, like here's a bar with fruit and nuts, or
I want a fucking pepperoni pizza. Nuts.
I want different color fucking chemicals and little flakes.
Yeah. So
I was a fruity fucking pebble.
Yeah.
Is what I want.
I had to sign
some
a non
fructose.
I had to sign a non-disclosure agreement. And as you can see, there's all the kids racing to the schoolhouse.
Yeah.
The kid, they're like the black nerd kid on the recumbent golden tricycle with the little laptop affixed to it.
Yeah.
He's got riding around on the back Cinnamon Fruity Pebbles box, which I'd never seen before. I was like, oh shit.
Bam.
They're releasing Cinnamon Fruity Pebbles.
Wow.
I'm in this shit. And then
dropping it.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! You were the ginger dad dropping
just,
it.
Yeah.
Just,
so when I found out that it was plus. Cinnamon Fruity Pebbles and they paired me up with this like little ginger kid, I was like, oh, that's the Canelo, I get it.
I see what you're
the
doing.
Cinnamon.
You're the cinnamon
red hair. So you this is cinnamon. Bullshit. This is some bullshit.
This is bullshit. Don't send me that
ginger
shit.
Likes the cinnamon fucking cereal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You might just like Cocoa yeah. Puffs, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying. So, this is getting too long, right?
Yeah.
No, you guys think it's fun.
I think it's fun.
I think it's fun, too, but I'll do it for 40 hours straight. These guys, like, have real lives.
A sherbet,
Grouchy
Marx over here.
So, wait a minute. I wanted to tell the people, the good people out there, first of all, let's send a shout out to Q. Let's send a shout out to Bob. Let's do some names, okay. Dropping all that. All right, now, if you want to check this little commercial out, you can go to Parade Fruity Pebbles TV commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Dot YouTube.
Yep, dot look com. It up. Parade Fruity Pebbles TV commercial. I am in the thumbnail for the.
Yep.
Yep.
You got up up.
Mm-hmm.
He's wearing.
And
he's got a crash helmet.
Are you,
suit coat?
Are you no. The only adult in the whole thing?
Yeah. Well, okay. All right. If you look closely at the schoolyard, which is buzzing with like kids waving flags and like a school band, tumblers tumbling, skateboarders skating, jugglers juggling. There's a dude standing there with a coffee cup just out of nowhere, though. Who the fuck is this?
Like,
there he is right there. Yeah, that's him. Just stands, doesn't do anything. Just stands there with a coffee cup. I was like, oh.
I don't need you all to go back to class.
He was
okay.
Paid.
If you look closely, if you watch the end of it,
yeah.
There's this kid in a green shirt that jumps off the bed.
I'm going to play it.
Yeah. And eats shit in the grass. Yeah. It's down by me. There's a kid in a green shirt.
Yeah, there he is. Oh, he just eats shit on the ground.
So, if you watch the beginning of the. All
right. It's party time!
I swear it's really real. It's really real. It's going to be cinnamon. It's going to be cinnamon, I promise.
What?
I promise you.
They have this race of all the kids going down the street. There's like a girl in like a little Flintstones looking little play car.
Right.
There's the kid on the golden recumbent bicycle. There's me kind of towing a water skiing girl on a little wooden water ski parade float. And then there's a bed with, like, instead of a headboard, it's a wall of speakers. So, like, as they're shooting it and sending it down, it's like, okay, cue the guitar twins. And then they send those kids down, and they're playing, like, guitar, hello, Rocky. And then when we get to the schoolhouse, one of those kids, we're learning just, like, being around kids doing shit like this.
Yeah.
That they fucking lose it, like, 3 hours in. And they're like, fuck it, I don't even want to be here.
Yeah.
And their parents are like, please, please, please.
It's $20,000.
So, So this kid in the green shirt's like, how about I jump off the bed? And then at the end, when we're supposed to look at the camera and freeze, I'll jump off the bed. And they're like, no, we don't want you to do that. But they kept fucking his name up with the other kid, the other guitar twin. So when they'd be giving this, exactly, they'd be giving him the directions, but it's going to the other kid. And so that kid's just fucking wilding out, jumps off the bed and eats shit at the end of the...
And now we can't do another take, man. We got
to... They did like a million of them. There's kids that are missing from
the
fucking...
they had to go home.
Oh, no, they just fucking lose it. They start crying and they had to pull them off. There's like the most adorable little Asian... twin three-year-old girls with ribbons, just ribbon dancing, like shitty three-year-old ribbon dancing. It was so precious, and like then they just both start crying at the same time, and mom comes, and now they're not in the
commercial. See, now you're not in the commercial.
So there's a couple of jugglers. There was a juggler girl, and she was wonderful, and a juggler little boy with his juggler dad that comes, and we're all like kind of corralled into a cafeteria at the beginning before the shoot. And the juggler dad's like, let's do some passing. And, like, the dad has juggler hair.
Yeah.
And the kid has the juggler hat. And you're like, balance on your chin. And then now it's rolling up my face. And now it's on my head. Like, just a dorky-ass kid. This little girl is dragging up her unicycle. Just, like, drags it up to him. And she's like, can you juggle four balls? And the kid's like, yeah, I'm going to juggle four balls. And starts a three-ball pattern. Where on number three, he's throwing two balls at once. It's a cheat.
Yeah.
It's a cheat. Instead of juggling four balls, he's juggling three balls. One of those balls happens to just be two balls at once.
Right.
Yep.
And the little girl's like, no, I mean like this. Takes four balls, gets on the unicycle, starts riding circles around him. Juggling four ball pattern. It was dope.
I meant like dope. This. Girl is sorry, Angelica and shit.
I mean like this. So
on a unicycle.
Like, how long do I have to do this before you realize you need to, like, light the unicycle on fire for me?
Just all bouncing off his head. Boom, boom, boom. I love that story. Next time they need a juggler, though, what the fuck is going on?
Oh, man, I'll make sure you
should. Just gotta, like, wear a little kid costume.
It's just me and the Fruity Pebbles with, like, hedge clippers and an axe.
The last
bowl of cereal. That's the third.
No, oh, you could be the like dude cutting the
and then
you see all the kids go by and you're all you get excited.
Now we're talking. Now we're brainstorming. Yeah,
doing the juggling.
Yep. I think you just rewrote their commercial.
Yeah.
The last 10%.
I get 10%.
Can you give them a call and we can do another shoot so Jeremy can be in it?
Yeah, man. Fruity Pebbles is into it. Society Inc. shot that. So yes.
We're
getting in touch with Society Inc. British director. Cue the guitar twins.
So, I haven't been able to work any music into this in my head, like where I'm going to put some music, because I want some music in here. So, let's just smoke this joint live and figure out a little music to go out. Like, just
Marley.
A little Marley. Is it Marley?
No.
This dude, man, he hogs it.
Put some Ziggy up in there.
He hogs it.
Put some Ziggy up. That's still nepotism, man.
Are we going to go reggae with music?
We can.
Have you heard of Midnight before?
Midnight of Midnight? Have I heard of Midnight?
The group Midnight.
Oh, gotcha.
Look them up.
Look them up right now and play it. Oh, wait. Let's start the music before we start. You know how it goes. All right. So let's get into this smooth groove.
What is this?
You're
fired.
You're not into this?
Now we're smoking out. This is smoking joints live.
You always smoke weed to reggae.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
I am a Bushman. I am a Bushman. I am.
This should be the live part.
I am a Bushman. I am a Bushman. I am a Bushman. I am a Bushman.
He's a Bushman.
I am a Bushman.
Not into this new wave. Like, bullshit.
You need to
So what is this that we got here?
The Midnight!
It's got a white tip on it. Like a white crutch.
Yeah, there's some.
What is it?
Keeps it rolling? I don't know. I just buy it and they give it to me.
What, did
they
come with a label on it?
And it's $10. This fucking thing's $10.
Right?
Come on.
Can you imagine if that tip was $10 and it got you back in the day?
Yeah. I would have smoked weed.
We have local shout-outs, too. We have
Bob.
Yeah, we need to talk about Bob every time.
Shroom Brothers.
Bob is from Shroom Brothers with Carrie. And Carrie's the artist. He's the printer. Screen printer. They do t-shirts.
All kinds of stuff.
They do all kinds of stuff now. And you should check them out at shroombrothers.com. I hope. Then we have Mad Hat Tea. They got our back. I get free tea there all day. Don't tell anybody.
Nope.
And they're always hooking me up. What's that?
My lips are sealed.
Okay, cool.
Unless I'm drinking some tea, some delicious tea from Manhattan.
You can keep up with Shannon's show, Odd Babes, on Facebook. Yeah. Go to their Facebook page, which is called...
Odd Babes.
Odd Babes!
Yeah, and the Royal Room always posts our shows on their website as well. And support the Royal Room in Columbia City in Seattle.
Columbia City is a new hotspot. Oh, sorry, I'm trying to just have that joint. I'm having a problem.
I'm good.
You have your Pies and Pints.
Yeah, you can find that on Facebook. Pies and Pints presents Andy Miller, Sweethearts of Comedy. You can find that there if you think you're going to catch a show.
Yeah. I want to come do that at Pies and Pints. That'd be a cool thing to do. A little side gig.
Yeah, come through. I'll be in Spokane at the end of the month. You guys got Spokane listeners. Check out Spokane Comedy Club. Check out the dates from the website whosmokesweed.me. And you can catch the dope shows calendar there, and you can catch me out there in Spokane.
The dope show, our friend Tyler Smith produces that.
Yeah, he's one of the best producers in town, if not the best producer in town.
Woo!
Yeah,
real hustler. Real hustler. Quality shows.
True dope hustler. Show is you do a sober set, then you get hella high, and then you do a high set.
Yeah, I get that. The drunk one that I saw that you were talking about, where you take a bunch of shots, you do a regular set and then you take a bunch of shots and then you come back.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Really? Man.
That just did the same set and was funny as fuck and was like, whatever, give me 5 more shots, please. It was awesome.
Holy shit. Yeah.
Which one the deal was 5 shots after every set.
Every set.
That's kind of the deal with the dope show is sometimes you'll have comics that smoke weed tough.
Yeah.
And so they go up and they do great, and then they get high and they do even better, and you're like, oh, like, pros here. When I do the high sets, I have a meltdown.
Yeah.
Like, I...
Because you go into your mind.
Oh, it's, like, I mean, like, oh, look, there's 150 or 200 people here, and I just, like, want to be spooning my girlfriend right now.
She's just like, I just want to be doing stand-up in front of a 250-person crowd.
We're also going to be in Olympia at the Voyeur on March 15th. Both of us will be on that.
Ooh, that's cool.
That's nice. Vomity. The show's Vomity, and it's run by one of our dear friends, Sam Miller, the hero of Olympia. That was declared in the, what's the name
of it's real. It's a real title.
He's the hero of Olympia.
In the Tacoma, I think.
Wow.
Right? Wait, what's the paper called?
The Volcano?
No, not the Volcano. The Tacoma.
It's the News Tribune?
Tacoma Weekly?
Yeah.
Tribune?
So, I don't remember, but he is the
best local hero.
Sam Miller.
We'll work on that credit for Sam next time we come
back. Vomity, yeah.
Vomity.
Yeah. So, that's on March 15th.
Nice.
I can't even remember what I did on my drunk set at the Tacoma Comedy Club.
I can't even remember.
He told everybody that he was going to eat my ass out. That's really why.
That was the main point.
Wow.
That he got to.
Is that like...
He's all, wow. Whoa.
Yeah. And then the crowd...
You see her? You guys see her? You see that ass?
Yeah, that's pretty much.
That was
pretty
it.
Much
spot
what
on.
It, yeah, how it happened.
My Andy Miller impression.
That's
dude.
Good, man.
Hey.
Everyone tonight is taking shot in the bar. Can you give me a good fucking drug show? All right, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the next drug comedian, Mr. Andy Miller.
Loose. Oh my God. girlfriend so stoked on this drunk. Because I'm eating ass tonight. You sure roll the pillow to eat ass. Okay. Must be a Seattle thing. That's harsh. Oh my God. Enjoy that. Woo! Tell all your kids. I've seen that guy on stage talking about eating ass. I don't know what I'm doing when I'm down there. Does anybody know what? No, none of you do. I got no tips. There's a round and in. That's pretty much it. Am I grossing you out? That's fine. I'm impervious. So drunk. Watch me get from here to here real quick. I've been taking shots. Jameson. Anybody drinking Jameson tonight? Hey! Part of that Schlitz. Oh. I like Schlitz. It's got the slur built in. Someone in the audience called me dirty earlier. That's all right. No, that's all right. I'm nasty. You learned me. I am nasty. They named my dick Vin. People think that stands for Vince. It stands for vinegar because I'm nasty. Stinky old dick. Stinky old dick in these pants. Props is all ripped out. You can't see it, but I know. My favorite part about this is that the audience doubled. Playing to a big old room here. Give it up for Tacoma Comedy Club. We're getting both of you out.
We'll see you guys again.
Yeah, thank you for coming.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
And thanks everybody for listening. And until next time.
What should they all do?
Stay alive. Yeah.